For this, they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Notice what it says in verse 5. They willingly are ignorant. They are dumb on purpose. See, I want you to understand this. This discussion is not one of evidence. It is not a discussion of, you know, what sort of things can we prove. It's not about evidence. They don't care what the evidence is. They are dumb on purpose. They don't want to believe the Bible. You say, why? Well, think about John chapter 3. Those that are wicked and sinful, they want to hide from the light. Right? It's not a question about evidence. It's not a question about who's intelligent. It's a question of the fact they hate the God of the Bible and they don't want to listen to what the Bible says. They willingly are ignorant. They are dumb on purpose. You say, Brother Stuckey, I thought Richard Dawkins was smart. He is willingly an idiot. Stephen Hawking was willingly an idiot till he died and went straight to hell. That's what the Bible teaches. This is not a matter of intelligence. It's like in the Bible, show us a sign and we'll believe. Show us a sign and we'll believe. And there's sign after sign after sign. Did they believe? Nope. I mean, he resurrected from the dead. It's like, well, let's just say somebody stole the body. It wasn't a matter of evidence. I mean, look, if hundreds of people come to you and say, I saw Jesus rise again. And then you still say, well, I don't believe it. You're dumb on purpose. You don't want to know what the Bible says. And the Bible's saying, these people that mock the Bible and mock the things of God, they are dumb on purpose. They don't want to believe in the God of the Bible. Look, in the last 100 years, because before 100 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of archaeological proof of things. You know, it's gotten a lot more advanced in that way. And the Bible has had so many proofs via archaeology for the stories in the Word of God. Not the Quran, not the Hadith, not the Hindu scriptures, but there's so much archaeological proof of the Bible. Has it caused the world to become 100% Christian? Last I checked, Islam is skyrocketing, even though there's no evidence. Christianity is not exactly skyrocketing in 2023. You say, why, Brother Stuckey? It's not a matter of evidence. It's not. The Bible says they are willingly ignorant. They are dumb on purpose. They don't care what the Bible says. They don't care what the evidence is.